In the past 48 hours, we've seen a lot of policy in different states. Looking at some of the friends that I follow on Twitter. One of them in Washington, D.C., pointing out that states in Ohio and Illinois are closing bars and eat-in restaurants. New Jersey's imposing a curfew. Big cities out there closing gyms. The Bay Area will shelter in place as of midnight. So you've got a lot of things that are different. I am broadcasting from home today. We're doing this radio show from home. Of course, the White House is advising public to avoid any groups of more than 10 now. We're lowering down. Pretty soon it's going to be down to one. My wife has joined me in studio. That's her laugh right there. We are two people now in this studio at home. And so forgive me for whatever's going to happen in this segment of radio. What's going on?
This is so weird. Everything is just so weird right now. The whole world is upside down. It snowed on Saturday on top of it.
That was a wrinkle that we could not have foreseen. How has this affected your life? Because I've asked listeners that. I've talked about how it's affected me. But aside from having your husband home doing his radio show, how has this affected your life?
I don't mind that because I get to make sure that you're hydrated and fed, which you're often not during the show. You know, it's just a more intense family time. So I think you were talking about it earlier. There's a silver lining in this. I mean, yes, we're also blessed to have your sister, you know, help us with our kids. And I feel like we had some great, like the snow day was amazing. We wound up, you know, in a big field making snowmen on Saturday, and we're just kind of all making the best of it. I think we're very blessed to have the jobs that we have. I feel so much for the people who have to go to work. I'm thinking about our news friends who are working in newsrooms that have to be there to physically, you know, put news on the air. Those are sacrifices that they're making.
How about the small business owners out there that, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of small business owners who are saying they're not sure what's going to happen. They're worried about the health of their employees, of course. They're also looking at the bottom line and saying, look, we've got a business to run here. I'm worried about the economy as well. There's a lot of people out there hurting, but I feel like we're all on the same page now. I kind of feel like, except for maybe the baby boomers who are still in denial about being in public, you should be staying home if you're 70 years old. If you don't need something, you need to be staying home. I try to tell my mom that, you know that, and she still wants to go out and go have lunch or go somewhere. And I'm like, you're nuts.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's catching on. I think people are realizing this is serious. When you have the White House now saying that we all need to avoid groups of more than 10, and you have state governors that are shutting down bars and restaurants. I mean, you know, Bella, the producer on my show, who also works at a hotel and restaurant downtown, she and 12 other employees have been told they don't need to come to work for some time. I mean, those are the ripple effect of this is insane. So all think about that. All those people, how are they going to make rent on their apartments? How are they going to pay their mortgages? And then where does it go from there? I don't know. It's pretty dire.
You made a career in news out of being at maybe the best or worst moment of someone's life, right? You've been there when it's just extreme swings of emotion, positive and negative. I have too in sports. I'm there when, you know, they're winning the Pac-12 championship. I'm there when they're losing the BCS title game. I'm there when, you know, Smarty Jones is running for the Triple Crown but loses. And you've seen that in news as well. Do you get desensitized to it at all over the years in covering that? Or how do you rectify that?
I think for me, there's a delayed response. Because I think when, you know, you talk about working in news and you cover house fires where a family has lost everything, including a loved one, or you go to a crime scene, you interview victims of murderers, family victims. I think I definitely developed a delayed sense of response because I think if you react immediately to every emotional event, good or bad, you would go crazy. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm not a first responder. That's a whole different level of emotion. But you talk about in news, like you have almost like a gallows humor about things. You have to take yourself one step away from what is happening. But I find that it oftentimes hits me much harder a day or two later.
My wife has joined us in studio at the home studio. Yes, times are a-changing. You're talking a little bit about Ward Weaver there, and last time you were on the show, we brought him up, but somebody else who popped into mind, the Christian Longo story. Which one of those two stories affected you, or how did they affect you differently? They're both involved kids and families. You're, as a news reporter, you're there covering this horrific stuff that happened, and you know how now that you're a mom, does it hit you differently all these years later?
I think so. I think had I been a parent back then, I would have been even more of a mess than I was off camera covering those stories. I think especially with the Christian Longo story, for those who don't know, Christian Longo was a man who murdered his wife and three children and concealed the murders in various ways along the Oregon coast. I think I would have been horrified in a much different way that back then had I already been a parent. I think in the midst of it, I was just doggedly doing my job as a journalist and trying to break new details, break new developments about those stories at the time. But yeah, definitely would be different now.
I kind of feel like this is going to be a time when, you know, I feel blessed to have this platform on radio. I did not want an interruption to this broadcast schedule of the show, noon to three, Monday through Friday. And so, hey, we transfer the studio to the house to do the show, because I feel like there are going to be a lot of people out there that really maybe need the show more than they normally do. I also think local TV news, which has been in a transition, has an opportunity here because there are so many stories that need to be told and there's so much interest. And guess what? We're captive now. We're all home. We're supposed to be home. We're not supposed to be out gathering. Is there an opportunity for KGW, for COIN, for Fox 12? Is there an opportunity there?
Absolutely. And for the Oregonian as well. I think they've all been doing a fabulous job of coming up with stories that are very relevant to people's everyday lives. You know, oftentimes, like for the first 15 minutes of local news, you might tune in and not feel like you can really relate to any of the news that is actually being talked about. Like, I don't relate to that gang shooting in that part of town because it really doesn't affect my life. But this is something that is impacting all of us.
All right. I appreciate you popping in. This will probably be a more regular thing now that we're at home because I don't have to drag you downtown. But maybe the listeners, if you want to hear more of Anna, just tweet at me, at John Canzano BFT. And Alabama Adriana, you got a vote on that?
Always.
I just don't want to be ganged up on. I don't want you and Anna, because I come home and she'll say, oh, you were mean to Adriana today. And I'm like, you know what? I don't need to hear that.
I could use the extra support, okay?
Get that at work.
Here for you, girl.
All right. Coming up, Jonathan Smith, Oregon State football coach. I'll ask him what his life has been like. Also, how do you prepare for a football season when you can't meet with your players? You can't have spring football. The workouts are interrupted. Jonathan Smith, Oregon State coach, next.